Hashem says to Avraham Avinu, "Lavarcha mivarchecha." Hashem says, "Leave your land, left your home, Eretz Yisrael, and I'll make you there a great nation. Lavarcha, I'll bench you. She's the mom, you'll be wealthy. Lagado shemecha, you'll be famous. Ve'yei bracha, you'll be a bracha." Meaning people are going to use you to make you brachas. They're going to say you should be like Avraham Avinu. Then he says, "Va'avorcha mivarchecha." I will bless those that bless you. U'mekalelcha, those that curse you, I will curse. But Bukhari, there's a switch in Washington that says, "I will bless those that bless you. U'mekalelcha, those that curse you, I will curse." It should say, "I will bless those that bless you, so I will curse those that curse you." That would be parallel. But it says, "I will bless what Hashem will do to those that bless you." And then it says, "First, those that curse you, then I will curse them." What's the pirush? That it first says, "I will bless somebody who blesses you." And by cursing, it says, "Mekalel from those that curse you, I will curse them." If it's first, then what Hashem will do, I will bless who? Those that curse you. So I will curse who? Those that curse you. Doesn't do that. I will bless who? Those that bless you. And those that curse you, and then it's Hashem will curse. What's the language Hashem, Rabbi Shem wrote the Torah about, so we switched around the language, what's the chat? There's a few, you hear the Kasha, it's in this case? What? No. One more time, there's a few truths and I want to bring it out and you said this at the point in life. Again, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Hashem says, "Va'avarcha, I will bless Mosh, who, mivarchecha, those that bless you." So what, now what should Hashem say? "I will curse who, those that curse you." Now the Pasuk says, "I will bless who, those that bless you, and those that curse you, I will curse." Switch juxtaposition, a switch of position. Everybody, you got it? What? Sure. It says, "I." What?
Says Rashi that all people will say it would be like Avraham.
Right. Rashi is not answering this question. This is a different question.
Explain.
No, Rashi doesn't explain this question.
Explains the meaning of
it. People are going to say you're simple. If I'm not this cash, I'm not answering. When you hear the cash again, you hear what we're asking now? We're asking, the Pasuk says, "I will bless." Hashem says to Avraham, I want everybody to hear the cash because I will answer this very seriously. Mendy, I want you to hear this. "I will bless." Who will I bless? Who am I going to bless? Those that bless you. Whoever blesses Avraham, I will bless. Hashem says, "I will bless who those that bless you." And then he says, "Those that curse you, I will curse." It's not written parallel. But it says, "I will bless who those that bless you." So it should say, "I will curse who those that curse you." But it doesn't say that. It says, "I will bless who those that bless you." And then it says, "First, and those that curse you, I will curse." If you want to say that, you should say, "Those that bless you, I will bless. Those that curse you, I will curse." It switches around. By blessing you, first is what Hashem will do. "I will bless who? Those that bless you." By cursing, it first says, "And those that curse you, I will curse." Why the change in the order? Shmuel, you hear the Kasha? Yitzi? Ezi? Yitzi? The Yisrael is like this, Yahweh says. A person's view is somebody else. If you have somebody who's negative, who wishes bad for another person, it's a symbol, but Rambam says it's in others. If you have somebody who blesses somebody else, who has a good view of somebody else, an ayin toiv, has a good eye to other people, he wants good for people around him, it's because he himself feels satisfied. If you have somebody who wishes bad for others, who ranks out other people, who just wishes bad for others, as an ayin ra, he wishes bad for others, the yisayid ha-dvarim is he's unsatisfied. A person who has everything, who yesh lo koil, he has everything. Hashem berech Avraham b'koil, this is Pasha. Hashem blessed Avraham b'koil with everything. person has it all, when they feel perfectly satisfied, they wish good for Yenim. What does it stir me? I got it all. Wahabdil, a billion of dollars, Bill Gates has $8 billion, whatever he has, doesn't care if somebody was a $1 million lottery. I have, Yenim has something. He does care because he's missing it. If a person has everything, if a person is satisfied, Sameach Lashem with the Bill Gates, he's not Sameach Kalkai. If somebody's Sameach Kalkai, you forgive Yenim for having. If you yourself are chasar, so you don't forgive Yenim for having. Now, the power to bless or to curse somebody is an amazing kayak of every person, every yid. Every person in the world has a kayak. The world's very into ayin hara, ayin hara. Oh, it's an ayin hara, it's an ayin hara. I want to explain to you what an ayin hara is and when you should worry about it and when you shouldn't. The kayak follow the other. Take this rule, this is the rule you should have for life. When you should worry about ayin hara. People have worried about ayin hara all sorts of crazy and strange ways. Oh, ayin hara, ayin hara. This is the rule, this is the basic rule. I said, I've been with Kavo, my bank. The basic rule of ayin hara is as follows. Ayin hara means that if somebody feels bad about what you have, if somebody feels bad about what you have, they look bad on it, there is a kayak to harm you. That's the way Hashem created the world. If Yenu feels bad what you have, then it could harm you. And the opposite, if Yenu is happy with your good luck, it could give you zachen. The kayak of a bracha is an amazing kayak that one year could wish it, I just wish you had more. It gives me such joy when you have, it's an ayin tov, it could bring bracha to you. If somebody has an ayin tov of what you have, it could bring bracha to what you have. It just wish good for you. If people wish good for you, it brings you good. If people wish bad for you, it brings you bad. That's the mitzvah, that's the ayin tov. And the times when you should worry about ayin tov. If it's time saying, oh, ayin tov, ayin tov, the way to bend on. You missed the boat, sorry. Ayin hara is the pshat, don't do things that make people feel bad. That's what ayin hara means, have goodness. Don't do things in people's faces. Don't be ostentatious. Which means to flaunt your wealth, show off your wealth. Don't be a person who makes people feel badly. If they feel badly, that's an ayin hara. Don't worry about all the types of ayin hara, this. The kud of ayin hara that's real. And that's valuable is don't be in somebody's face. There's a school, it's a founded school to open the Aron Kodesh. If somebody's wife is Stephanie, you open the Aron Kodesh and it's a school for pregnancy to be childbirth, to be a healthy childbirth. So it's a very chashuva school. The Chidah brings it, it's very chashuv. People think it's because you open our Kodesh, it's the opening of the Rechim, I'm not going to do that. The Chidah says, because you're allowing the Tzibur to daven. When you open our Kodesh, you're allowing the Tzibur's Tzibur to be established better. So that's the chus, it's chus for a person. So people now, if there's somebody in the Tzibur who's married a long time and doesn't have children, don't get up there every single day, what? It's a very legitimate question. Somehow it's a certain dargah, it's a certain dargah too, and only certain times, we're not ready at all times to have it. That's somehow, when we're ready, when it's permitted, why not? I know a certain Shiva, the Rebbe in the Shiva is very sick, and the Shiva went up, and the Shiva said, the Rebbe was a kind of doctor saying, hours to live. The Shiva opened our question, and told us, I'm screaming into my place. Rebbe today is the Rebbe in the Shiva Yara, like, oh, I'm very well with Shiva. The Rebbe listens to you. The Rebbe Shiva opened on Kodesh, it's a spooky sound. So I'm screaming into that Kodesh. So I don't know when I'm the rule, it's a good question. The Kitzhah Dvarim is that a person to track, I always went to a nice school, what's much worse than somebody in the Tzibur, who maybe didn't have children, was married a long time, you're always up there, you have to announce the Tzibur every day, married people are tuned. The guy opens on Kodesh and shows, don't go up every, the guy used to be in everybody's face every month, he's announcing the old Tzibur so often that he's maybe there's somebody here, maybe one comes, maybe there's some, tracked about the Zulas. Not thinking about the other person, that's the iron heart that's bad. It's not nice, and it'll be making people feel bad. That's an Ayin Hara you should worry about your whole life. The Ayin Hara that Yen is going to wish bad for you because you made him feel badly. You made it, you put him in a position to wish badly for you. That's an Ayin Hara you should worry about. Other type of Ayin Haras, I think it's father's story. And Ayin Tayyib is when you're a person who does care for others so they wish good for you. That's an Ayin Tayyib. That's what it means. That's the power of Ayin Tayyib. That's the power of brachas. That's the power of klalis. Yitzchak Avinu, when he wanted to give a bracha to Esau, so he said, feed me something. Is the pshat that Yitzchak Avinu wanted, I'm sure there's deeper pshat, on a simple level, a bad news is going to mean the bracha, you love your child. But at that moment he gave him something, so the bracha will become ever more real. At that moment, Yitzchak is kula ruchni, certainly. But Yitzchak Avinu feels that at that moment he'll give him something, there'll be a shas chedvisa, and the bracha will be going ever more in Ayin Tariq. I just want you to have, you gave me that, I feel such good feelings, I just want you to have, give you everything, the bracha will give you everything. That was the pirush that he asked to give him a cup of food and then I'll bless you. It's a pirush. The Pashut Shat, he said, the Ayin Tariq will be stronger. That's the kayak of the bracha. But the Yisrael Yadvar Mizabai say, when you yourself have, the bracha is much more powerful. The belief would be a bracha on a full stomach, it's better than a bracha on an empty stomach. If you yourself are malay, then you feel like giving brachas to others. And your bracha is much more potent and more powerful. And when a person himself feels lacking, then he curses the other person. And his curse is much more powerful. His curse is done with much more meaning. The person who feels missing is the guy who's the cynic. The guy who's negative towards everything. This guy's bad, that's bad, is the guy himself who feels so chassid. You're basically announcing, if you're a cynic, you say, ach, this is terrible, that's terrible, this is bad, you're critical of people. You're basically, you're wearing a sign on your, right on your shirt on your forehead. You have a sign here that says, I am missing a lot. I feel terrible how much I'm missing. I am so, so lacking of nothing. That's the sign, this sign that the guy wears on his forehead. That is the cause why he's being cynical and negative towards everybody. He feels chassar. The person who feels chassar, so what he does is he knocks others, he curses others. Simple chat. The person who blesses others, the person who compliments others, who gives others praises, wears a sign, I am satisfied myself. If I feel self-satisfied, I feel I can praise another person. I'm not afraid of them building them up, them being something special. So I'm just saying, I feel happy, perfection. Not as breathfully, I feel satisfied. That's the pirush. Now you can understand the pasuk. You're a barishan telling Avram Avinu that I'm going to help you out, Avram. Those that bless you, before they bless you, I'll bless them, so that bracha will be ever more potent. If I bless them before they bless you, so Hashem says, anybody I know is going to bless you, I'll bless them first, so that bracha will be ever more powerful. I'll get the people I know are going to give brachas to Avram. I'll give them stuff before so that bracha will be ever more powerful. If they have, they'll mean that bracha's more will be ever more powerful. So I'll bless first. Who? Those that bless you. But I'll bless them first. But those that curse you, Avram Avinu, I don't want the curse to be too strong. If I curse them before they curse you, they're going to be low people. They're going to be cursed. They're going to be missing, chasar. Their curse will be ever more powerful. So after they curse you, I'll curse them. Those that curse you, afterwards I'll curse them. I don't want you to be so hurt by that klala. So I'm not going to curse them before. They don't know it's because of Avram. They don't know it's because of you. Okay. Who said they have shaykhs anymore? After they're done with you, they moved on. Maybe Hashem will wait till they're no longer relate, they're no longer kosher to Avram Avinu. Nothing. That's Shat Mepasim. I will bless Vavarach, I will bless those that bless you before they bless you, I'll bless you. But those that curse you afterwards, I'm going to curse them. That's a switch of position. What's very misogynistic to us, why I chose this Shat, I'm not even Shat on this Pasim, switch in order. But the Rebbe Hashem wants to train us, the Rebbe Hashem on this Pasim is training us, is the me that needed to be an Ayin Tayyib. The Midah needs to be an Ayin Tayyib. Every year wants to be an Ayin Tayyib. The mission of it says, you should be a Talmid Shal Avraham Avinu, an Ayin Tayyib. Not a Talmud of Bilam, an Ayin Ra. The Yisrael of being an Ayin Tayyib, of wishing good. How do I come to a Dargah? I just want good for Yenim. I have to, there's so many small-minded people walking around that wish bad for Yenim. How do I come when I should wish good for the enemy? I should want good for him. I should think good about him. I should be happy at his simchas. How do I'm always in cannabis. There's somebody I know who's tremendously the simcha yana simcha. How do I come to be the simcha yana simcha? How do I come to such a darga? The answer is be supreme with yourself. Learn to be satisfied. How do you satisfy with yourself? Learn your mindless. Shtai, grow, become satisfied with yourself. If you become satisfied with yourself, and you'll feel happy with yourself, and you'll work on yourself, you'll start seeing automatically and start wishing good for the enemy. If you feel mukhasa, you're letting it out of Yemen, stopping your negative energy of cursing Yemen. You could spend your life cursing Yemen. Stop the negative energy, figure out if you find yourself too negative around people around you, then find out why you're so unhappy with yourself. There gotta be something that you're so ridiculously unhappy. That's what the discussion is teaching us. The pasuk says, "Vayelach." The Rebbeinu Shlom writes, "Abayi say, Vayikach Avram Esori, Yeshne Avram Tetzora his wife, Ves Loit Ben Achiv Loit his nephew, Ves Kol Ruchushim Sherechashu, all the possessions they acquired, Ves Anevesh Sherosu B'Charan, and the soul that they made in Charan." Avram and Sarah made souls. They make a soul, but the builders, they know how to create souls, Zot Rashi. Sha'asu b'charan, Zot Rashi. She'achnisam tachas kante ashchina, that they brought them to the service of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Avram megayus anashim, Avram is mekayev the men, v'sarim megayus anashim, and sarim the ladies. U'mala alei ha'makosuv, the Rebbeinu Shlom treats the kilu asalim as if they created them. That's a nevisher asu Zot Rashi, the nevisher they created. Rav Volva said that somebody went up to another Bochur, Talmud Rav Yerucham. Elsewhere, Rav Volva writes, I was the Talmud, he was the Talmud. And Ali Shur, he says it happened to one of the Talmud Rav Yerucham. In his new Sefer, Mitzvah Shulis, that he printed right before he died, he said he was the Talmud. Rav Volva said that somebody came up to him when he learned Rav Yerucham for 2 years, and amongst within the conversation, another Bachar said, "How old are you?" And he said, "I'm 2 years old." He said, "I'm 2 years old." And he said, the Emes Bemes viewed himself that he was 2 years old. He learned Rav Yerucham for 2 years. He felt Kipushim was born at that point. Do you, Mamish, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't say two things. There's a question, the Rebbeinu Shlom of the sense of humor. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, Hashem Nebis Sha'asu B'charon, is the Chapasik, is Divrei Emes, is Kulei Emes. And it says the Nebis that created, so I see a Mamish. Because Ruchness is a reality. And a person who walks around without Ruchness, is not staying in Ruchness, is not growing, is not existent. He's a walking around, he's a hamburger, he's a hot dog. And the Torah Pashut used it that Avram gave them Ruchnius. I never shall ask you b'charam. Your Bansha doesn't say two things. Your Bansha is awesome, they were created. They Pashut made new people. That's a nefesh awesome. The Shaila is white, a nefesh, singular. It's not one person, they made many people. And it's Mubuk and Rashi that's many people, because Rashi is Avram Nigayra Anashim and Sarim Nigayra Sanashim. So Mubuk is a few people, many people. So why is Anemsha also Anefesh singular? Hanifashois. Why is the Nefesh they made in Charim? Hanifashois Jasu Bacharim. What's the Pirish, the Nefesh they made in Charim? The singular. So I would like to share with you two possibilities. Two possibilities. What the pshat is on nefesh singular? One is the derech drush. The derech drush is a pshat. Somebody told me, a friend of mine told me, he wants to do kiruv. Barely wants to do kiruv. He's telling me his desire to do kiruv. And I told him, and I feel this way strongly, people look, they want to do kiruv, they look for the grand opportunity, they want to be made the chief rabbi of Russia, or the chief rabbi of the United States, they want to be the rabbi in Dallas, Texas, the shul, of 500 fry hidden, And then, oh, that's here, that's the shtetl. Till then, I want that shtetl that I let up a giant stadium, and there's the 80,000 from Yidden. That's the number of seats in giant stadium. 80,000 seats. Am I right?
Where's Dublin?
The 80,000 seats. Anyway, is that true?
Rebbe asked me.
Very close to it. It's like 224 shows. Like
79,776. Oh yeah, that is 79,000. So the guy wants to get up in Madison Square Garden, and it's lined with from Yid, with Frayid. No, that's the from Yid word. Frayid, and he wants to say the drasha that Mamish. They all get up afterwards and they say, Nah, seven Ishma. He wants to give that drasha. That's Kiyur. On a large scale. Is the Pshat the Torah is telling us there are drush. Avram and Sarah Megadier, thousands, tens of thousands. But the Pshat the Torah is telling us is one nefesh. Yet the nefesh, as a nefesh asked to the Chazal, to them it was the same as one nefesh. To the Rabbanu Shalom, to the nefesh they made. With that nefesh zogin there, you don't have the same word. They made a nefesh. There's many nefesh. But each nefesh was one nefesh they made. It's not the picture I wanted. Don't look grandiose. That one family that's in front of your face. I want to go into Rabbanu Shalom will send up. The one family that's here, the one friend that's here, the roommate that's here, help them out. Give them a chizuk. That's the cook of it. That's and all Avram is many one such guys, many one nefesh that they carry. So nefesh yosu b'charon. Their view was each nefesh they made b'charon. They didn't view it as nefashos, as many as a. The nefesh they made b'charon. Each one, each yachid, each person, each nefesh alone. That's one possibility. Why it says the soul they made b'charon? But they made souls. They made many thousands. The nefesh. The one nefesh. Each one was the one nefesh they made. Each one was the one nefesh they focused on. So it says they brought the one guy, the next one guy, each one was a one nefesh. So they brought the nefesh, they made him charon. It's one possibility. It wasn't viewed by Hashem or by them as all in a fashas, our big organization of large scale grandiose. So this is the opposite of I spoke to them yesterday, and I know it's a balance. Every person has to be balanced. Yitzhak Echot to think big. We spoke yesterday about Avram's large scale. This is the balance. All of life is balance. And the other Mamemutsa, the Derech Mamemutsa, the Rambam speaks about, the balanced way is the ultimate Ish HaSholim. The balance of Yitzhak Echot, you can think big. To do a lot. A person should have big dreams, big shifas. But Yitzhak Sheni is to appreciate each little thing. It sounds contradictory, it's two things to work on. Right now we're focusing on this point, on being a carrier, we work with the one in front of him. At the end of the day, it thinks, where's the shtela? Everybody spends their lives, trust me. Any Rebbe, any Mechanic, any Mechanic. Where's the next shtela that I can get like on a bigger scale to jump to the next level? Every Rebbe is thinking where he could be a Rashiva. Every Rashiva is thinking where he could be a Rashiva, bigger Yeshiva. Every Rashiva, bigger Yeshiva, where could he be like the Sad or Pleistro? Yet the aim is tracking. How can you do the next grand, the bigger scale, the larger? What's in front of you? Three Talmidim are there, one Talmud is there, four Talmidim are there. I told my Rebbe I had a pair. A tremendous, tremendous chizuk, a tremendous inspiration. Yes, I don't know what it is today, but I went for about 15 years. No. After 15 years. A little less, yeah, 12 years, I went to Shal Shulzi Shifar Akwe. Now Shal Shulzi Shifar Akwe is, there's tables in like a chest shape, and my Pam, my Grafman rotates speaking every single Shabbos. Beautiful shtickle. Prepare beautiful shtickle. At this thing all the years was the simplest meal. You have a stale piece of bread, mamish, zun stale piece of bread, and fish, but they're not enough a whole piece of the fish at first. I cut into little pieces, you get like, I don't know if they don't have money or what it is, you share a piece of fish with four other guys. Nothing, sir. But this, and it's the same small group, very small group. A tiny group of people go to the shop. I don't know what it is today again. I was there for many, many years. A tiny group at very small, not a big crowd, it's the same people. A few buffers, not a lot of buffers though, a couple of buffers. and there's an old man who comes every week, who always, it's hard, he's born in Russia, it's hard for him to follow, but he always somehow, like a point right there says something that's not like the main point, gets him sometimes excited, and he'll, something by pair mentioned camels will pull out something he knows about a camel, and they'll start discussing it out loud, and my pair's like giving this hecker speech, talking about camels. He went to a zoo, my pair starts talking with him about camels. My pair went looked up different books and discussed, I remember how much camels drink, because I remember discussing the mice with, and this guy called out something about a camel, my pair said he once looked up. It's a very interesting scene there. And every week the Rashida gets up and he prepares. And I told him when I was younger, it didn't mean as much. Now, years later, going back, I've been back a few times, and I told him that it's so inspiring that every single week, to get up at that Buddha convention and to prepare a beautiful speech, Rabbi Yisrael! So the guy's fired, he gets fired up, and it's sad. The same thing, it's not so impressive. It's easy to get fired up. Everybody, you have to aim here on the first choice. When the thousands and tens of, it's easy. The same thing, fired up. But here, every week, and he says Dvar Mishloim, crushable words, special words, and every single week, to sit down there, to be motivated. You said disband them a lot. Disband the shashudas, to say there, the same people hearing, are they listening, who hears, what hears. Doesn't have the pizzazz of a big gathering. But that's how Nefesh Rasa Bukharan, he wants us to hear. I'm speaking to you, Nefesh. I'm not looking for the big numbers, the thousands. You listen, you hear. And for the last 6 years in yeshiva, I say over things to my parents. And many things I heard by Shal Shudis, and the other five, six guys who were listening also, or seven or eight guys, and the what? That Russian man is not saying over, but say this. Each one who's doing what he's giving out, so you're hearing, you're at that Shal Shudis also. So you're all joining that Shal Shudis. And the one who's sending it, it's a scroll who's good. I have a friend who's at those Shal Shudis who says Vadim and Lakewood. Those people are sending at Shal Shudis. Very nice. But the Nefesh, I'm talking to one Nefesh. And I told her, I'm tremendously inspired by it. I assume it still goes on. I haven't been back in a few years now. Now it's been another 3 years of that. Maybe by now the thousands there, he deserves that 3,000. Doesn't mean there shouldn't be thousands there. I have enough. Like Bernstein says, a share every day of the davening for 3 Baal Batim. It's been going on for about a year. You're watching the smash 3 Baal Batim come. I have such enough that every week goes on the summer at Bernstein's away. So they asked if I would take over the share. I felt it was such an honor to take over such a shiur of three people who want to go to Torah. Person says, he says in a serious oifen, I have such a love to do something b'kfiyus when there's a big crowd and a lot of people. Okay, so that's, you naturally, it gives you a chizik. That's a beautiful zach. I'm not taking away from such a mindset. Such a mindset is a kvay shemayim. There's a reason there should be crowds of thousands. And Be'ez Hashem, you'll see as my Bernstein could just grew to 4 at Bernstein's crowd. And you'll see as it grows, one day maybe there'll be 100 people around by davening. You'll see a big crowd of them. There is, wait 3-4 years, 5 years, I don't know. Maybe the whole, we'll meet everybody clear out at the davening, the right side of the base. You'll come back, you'll be here with their base. The right side of the base, you just have to clear out. The whole thing over speak. The big zach, it should be, it's a big mindset. But to me, the beauty of something is, even when there is a big mind, you remember you're speaking to one nefesh. Remember the one nefesh, each person. It's not just the numbers and the crowds and the, it's each person, and you're speaking to one person, and it's valuable that one person should hear, and one person should be impacted, and one nefesh should be moved. It's not the numbers, it's not the pizzazz, the grandiose, how grand it is. That's right, perhaps. The message of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that it says, I'm nefesh Rasa B'charan, the one nefesh. There are many such one nefeshes. There's one nefesh, a nefesh Rasa B'charan. There's another word I was going to share with you, but I'm thinking now, if I share another word on a nefesh, then when you hear it tomorrow, you won't think of one thing. So I'm going to leave that. And I'm going to ask them that we think, I'm nefesh Rasa B'charan. If you think of this message, I'm not going to share it in the second shot. Could be other shot. Thank you. You think about who we spoke last night a little about who Avraham Avinu was. We spoke last night a tzir, a picture of what Avraham was, who Avraham was. To cut out our small-minded picture, to stop being babies, a picture of Avraham in that little tent with a couple of people he has guests over for Shabbos. Rabbi, expand your mind, expand your picture. So I want to now speak a little about light. We picture Avraham is what is the most famous, or one of the most famous people alive in his times. He's a person who won war as a famous general. He defeated the four kings. Everybody knows Avraham Avinu. He's a speaker, an orator, the Chain Kamayu B'chol Olam. A speaker who draws thousands to his speeches. He has schools, miles, acres of land, full of this huge university where people come to learn about their Ribbono Shel Olam. They come to learn about serving their Ribbono Shel Olam. And kings and princes and princesses come to this huge institution where the ladies sleep in one section, miles apart, one section of the institution. The men speak on, the men live on the other side. Sarah and her Talmidos teach on the ladies' side. And Avraham has hundreds of staff members. Vayorek Eschanicha, Volker Sokim. Mar says 318, huge staff, hundreds of Talmidim who join his staff full time to teach Torah. How many people are learning if you have 318 Rebbeim, Chanchim? I don't know, some of them weren't the cooks either. Avram's Talmid, maybe they were. Avram's vice says cook, maybe they were. But you have a staff, hundreds of people on the staff, it's just the men. And you have service Talmidim. You have this huge, huge college of learning about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And people come from all over the world to Avraham Avinu, the Gadol Hador, the most brilliant orator of the generation. He's a general who's won wars that the whole world is shaken from his victories in war. A brilliant person. And people come from all over to be inspired, to hear and to change, and to grow and to learn about the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he's impacted thousands of people, changing whole countries to the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avraham Avinu. And light has the great, great chus to be connected to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Vayelech Itay Light. Light has the reason this chus to be connected to an Avraham Avinu. He has everything in the world is connected to an Avraham Avinu. What a reason this chus. The God of Adar. The person who's bringing clarity to the dance island. The person who's disseminating Hashem's Torah, who's teaching the whole world about what it means to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avraham Avinu. I think sometimes there were both of the machine now being allowed to go to Zayek and Shayek of Chrysler. I picture, forget Noilam Haba, Noilam Hazar Yath to be a Shayek of Chrysler. A Mishnah, a Yid, a Hail of a Yid, who's such a Yid of clarity, a Yid of mission, a Yid who's accomplishing in the world. Who's doing things in the world. A Hilgel Yid who's doing things in the world to be connected to such a person as Olam Hazeh, forget Olam Haba. I picture people going around with the prize that he takes you to Gedolim. Where else would you want to be? You go around with the prize that takes you to Olam Yashiv and you schmooze with Olam Yashiv. And you schmooze about Dvarim that matter, a Hilgel Dvarim the Flayim. You're just being around the prize, it's electric. Just being sitting with the prize of the presence, it's electric. Talmidim would cling on to him wherever he would go. You're around him. It's just chiyus. It's life itself. The Gemara is the chadish. There's a new chiddush here and a new chiddush there. Then come along. We're going to Rav Volba. You sit by Rav Volba and they talk. He talks to Rav Volba. And this God and that God. It's chiyus. It's life itself. You have Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. You're connected. The guy is there. His play has his chiyus. He's connected to Avraham Avinu. Hafu Ofela, the God of Adar, the greatest person who ever lived, and light is connected to Avraham. What wouldn't we give to have that schus to sit? Forget Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, what wouldn't we give? You know what it meant? Who was coming here? You like Hafu? It was a Hafu's delight. You like whatever you like. It was Gevaldim. It was the center of the universe. To be connected to Avraham Avinu is the center of the world. No other place mattered. The mamish, the center of the universe. The feeling when somebody's connected to a gadol. When you say that they have a schus, you separate at Chaim Brim's house. You're in the center of the world. The rest of the world's all the bottle and the bottle. Nebuchadnezzar, they're not at the center of the universe. You buy the place through a ma'apis, through Rebbeinu Shlom's looking in the Rebbeinu Shlom's map. You have the world map, you have the Rebbeinu Shlom's map, the Chafetz Chaim used to say. The Rebbeinu Shlom's map, that's like the center of the universe. That's where everything is, that's anything important. The important thing happens in Giant Stadium. The important thing happens, the things that matter, the Rebbeinu Shlom Mabukat, are around Avraham Avinu, that's where the world goes. Everything in the world, Mitla Tali around that spot. Everything today is Mitla Tali. Whatever Rabbi Yasha does, he moves his hands, the world's impacted. He learns another line of Gemara. The Gansafel, that's the center of the universe. Amma Abed Al Oni Nuchay Ruach, that's where their Rebbeinu Shlom's. Hacharad Al Dvarai. Zakar Pasha, what do I look at? What's to me the center? There's a huge world. Shemayim Shemayim Asher Baritz have done the Radlai. But Amma Abed, there's a world that's immense. Stars that are millions of miles away. A huge galaxy, but what's the center of it all? This huge expanse of area. The center of the world is that tzaddik acharad advarai that cares for my word. And light as the zchus, the awesome, it should shake us up to think that the zchus, he's connected to Avraham Avinu. Now we have that thought, and you should expand. I should talk another half hour on that thought. We have to end before 12. But with all that light is out there, that light has, there's a parasha to tell you now that's heart-wrenching. Light has hakoil, and Zok the Pasuk as follows. Avram kovid ma'iv amik v'kesev azov. Avram is gipat, he's wealthy. He's kovid ma'iv, he has tremendous wealth. For what? Because the Rebbeinu Shem gave a bracha. Lech lecha mi'aretzikah v'avarechecha, I'll bless you, you'll be wealthy the moment. So Avram, the Rebbeinu Shem's brachas come true, is wealthy. And he uses all his money, he's the richest person, maybe. Or from the richest people in the world. The Rebbeinu Shem blessed him with what? Avram doesn't care for money. Because he uses it, that's how he supports his college. That thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands come to study there. He supports it himself. He's a multi-zillionaire, supports his own institution. They have food to feed the people, sleeping places, janitors, they have to feed full-time his whole staff of hundreds of people. And Avram is wealthy. And he's up to Pasuk, the Gamma light, and to light also. The Torah says Gamma light, the light was wealthy. The Gamma light is the chat that was only borrowing from Avram Avinu. Light, the whole wealth comes from Avram Avinu, the Gamma light. The light's a Gam, he's an also. He's an also light. Light also, Ahaylach is Avram, he's going with Avram, also has slain the Brock of Ireland. He's also wealthy. His whole glick, his whole mazel, his whole atzlacha comes from one thing, being with Avram Avinu. His whole, you'll see when he leaves Avram, he loses it all, it's all destroyed. He loses all his money. But light's whole wealth began the light. It's from being with Avram Avinu to also to light. It's only because you also, because you're with Avram, you're again, Ahaylach is Avram. And all his glick, all his mazel in life, this is within Avram, what is chus by Ulm Hazen, not just by Ulm Haba. All your wealth is you're connected to Avram, who's such a bracha. There comes a problem. They couldn't live together. There was too much possessions. Explains Tarish about that, that there was a fight, because Leitz was insisted on his animals with being geyser. His animals were being geyser. They were pasturing the Sadi Sacherim. And the Rai Avram said, it's Gezel, you're stealing. Light of Amalia Hector, Light said we're eventually going to inherit it. Right now you didn't inherit, it was Gezel. They couldn't dwell together. There was a fight between the shepherds of Avram and the shepherds of Light. So Avram turns to Light and says, there can't be a fight between us. My shepherds and your shepherds. We're craving, there can't be a fight between us. I'm sorry, if you can't stop this fight, if you can't stop this behavior, we must separate. Separate from me. In a small veimina, if you go to the left, I'll go to the right. But my yamin, if you go to the right, I'll go to the left. You choose. So Lloyd has a decision, Rabbi said. He has a koyim boilum hazeh uboilum haba. But Avram gives him teichot, if you don't change, I can't have you around me anymore. You have to make them, you have to stop your shepherds and do what they're doing. We have to separate. Vayisa loyres einov, Lloyd raises his eyes. Vayaris go pikra yardev, kikulan mashka. He sees the area so lush. He sees kikulay mashka. There's such temptation out there. He gazes away from Avram Avinu, and he sees there's so much kikulay mashka. It's all lush. It's such a great, beautiful area to live in. But the pasuk says a line. It says, "Lufnei shachris Hashem esponis amayir." Before Hashem destroyed it. He sees how lush it is before Hashem destroys it. Why is the pasuk stick that in? He sees it's lush. The Tayyuk Hashem can't wait to give the ending later on. This is a great story. You'll tell me later on, Light chooses time and he loses it all. That's not what the Tayyuk says. It gives away the ending now. It looked so lush before it was destroyed. Tell me later, it's exciting, it's a cliffhanger. Light has his decision, he's with Avram. All his glick, all his mazel, and here he has a decision to make. Avram says, we can't stay under these conditions, you have to get better. There's conditions to be around me. There's Ali you have to have if you want to stay around me. If you don't choose that, you got to leave. And Light is tempted, Kikulay Mashket, so tempted the land. He's tempted to leave Avram. Why is it saying, before Hashem destroyed it? Don't tell me the ending. Why is he giving it away? It looks so lush before Hashem destroyed it. My wife and I took a tour. And when we went to Israel, we took a tour of Sidon. We took a tour, we went to Sidon. We went jeeping on Sidon. And a guy, her uncle came back to Israel, wanted to take us jeeping to Sidon. We had a tour guide. And the tour guide was on the jeep, and he's darshaning about all around us. There was nothing to darshan, there wasn't a blade of grass. Totally destroyed area. He's darshaning, this is destroyed, destroyed, destroyed. He was like to show, he didn't know about story about biblical, he wasn't from there. But he's darshaning away about the different layers, just crust, nothing to see. Total destruction. So he told us that he said that people said, he started proving to us that it was once beautiful lands. You know, Chumash, you could try it. He starts saying scientifically how they have proofs. If you look here close and look, feel the dirt. You see this and this and this and gray. And I know he's talking about it. My wife said, sir, it's a pasuk in the Chumash. Ve'katuv lahedi bepat v'chumash. Lo tzarich la scientist. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Ki kulay mashka. It was, why he chose this? Because it was gorgeous. Because it was lush. He's darshaning scientifically, he's a pasuk. So perhaps Pshat in the Pasuk is it telling you, Lavakasha, because Lloyd chose it because it's lush, so you're going to be on a jeep going around today, and you're going to say, Lloyd chose this because it's lush. Look around you. Say, oh, don't worry, this is before the story. The problem with that is, Hashem knows he's going to read the rest of the Chumash. You'll find out later, you're not going to ask the Kasha, hey, Light chose because it's lush. Right, it looks dead to me. Well, read the Chumash later on. You'll find out. Sidon was destroyed. Kaput. You'll read the Chumash later on. You'll have a kashi ready. An impatient student who's going to ask now. Light chose because it's lush. Hey, one second. I went on a gym and trip. Sidon, it's gone. It's barren. And you didn't have my tour guide who proved up his science that it once was lush. So you can have a kasha. So I said, hold off. We'll see later on. The Torah holds steady. Later on, the Torah is going to be destroyed. Hold your horses. So for the impatient student, Hashem said, Light sees it flush before it's destroyed. But the Pirish is, Rabbi said, I think the Pshat is. Light sees it flush before it's destroyed is the Pshat that Hashem's expressing that he sees something fleeting pleasure. Before it's destroyed is the Pshat, what he sees is, he knows is only temporary. He knows it's only a fleeting thing. It's The schmack before it's destroyed. The one who sees Hollywood, the one who walks the shopper is lured by the checkout counter. He knows it's destruction, it's divorce, it's terrible fighting at the end. All the appealing, the big billboard with the pretty picture, it's all destruction. Sadness, nothing, head of a rick. It's only tempting before it's destroyed. That's what it is in its essence. It's not coming to predict what's going to happen later on. He sees Kikulai Mashke, Lufnei Shakis Hashem Estoy Mamayur. It's just beautiful before it's destroyed. Nothingness. Here he has something of eternity. Chayi Olam, he's with an Avraham Avinu. Even his money is valuable. The Gamle Light has money, that's also Nitzchias. Even his Olam Haz is Nitzchias. Everything's used for Man Hashem. But at least it is chos to be an Avraham Avinu. But light by Yisra, light is Einov. He has to be fooled by the Sarsi Daveira, by the servants, by the Chazal called the Sarsi Daveira. But Chazal saw the princes of Avera, the eyes, was a surah about them. By Yisra Einov, by Yar, Kikulai Mashke, so tempting, but only temporary. Lufnei Shavis Hashem Estoy Mesamayur. It's just Kulai Mashke right before it's going to be destroyed. A fleeting nothing. Hevel. And Light has this decision to make. The fleeting nothing. The Kulai Mashke that he knows is Lufnei Shavis Hashem Estoy Mesamayur. He knows it's garnish. It's Hevel. What do you have already? Nothing. Chaloimus. Dreams. Demyoimus. Garnish. Nothing of real. Nothing of reality. Something that's just fleeting and garnish. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Hevel. Zero. So what does he have from it? He knows it's fleeting. He knows. He's sitting in yeshiva. He's learning Torah. He knows what's in the girlfriend. It's fleeting. Garnish. What's up? What does he have from it? Lufnei Shachis Hashem, destruction, garnish. And Light is that decision. He's in yeshiva at Light. He's by Avraham Avinu, he's in the center of the Olam. He has Olam Hazeh, he has Olam Haba. But his eyes draw him towards nothing, towards fleeting pleasures, towards Kulay Mashka, Lufnei Shachis Hashem Estoy Mesamayur. And he has a decision to make. Vayivchar Loi, and Loi chooses. As called Kikar Yarden, Noir and Noirois, and Light makes the decision that Vneitzach Netzachim affects him and affects his Dairus. He makes that fatal decision. Vayivchar called Kikar Yarden, Vayisa Loi Mikedem, Zachazal, what's Mikedem, Mikad Musa Shalaylam. He travels away from the Rabbeinu Shalom, from Nisvius. Omar Yeshi Loi Bavram Loi Belekov. He's fooled, he's drawn by that which he knows is fleeting. And it's only the story plays itself out, it's the ending, is the ending we already know. It's a movie whose ending we know already. And Lai knew the ending already, he knew it's fleeting. The Torah says now already, it's Kulei Mashkul of Neshach is Hashem Estayim HaSamayim. He knew it's fleeting, Asvats, what will you have? And Lai, Vayivcha Lai Lai, it's called Kikar HaYardin. Vayisa Lai Mikedem. And when he travels, Musa Shalaylam, he makes that fatal decision to leave in Avraham Avinu. And the end is only a matter of time. The end is only a matter that Tzedayim is taking. He loses all his mammon. He loses all his Olam Hazeh. And he loses all his Olam Haba. It's only a matter of time. Sometimes when you learn Chumash, you learn a story like this, you have to apply it. You have to say out. So, Negeyatas. Yeah, I don't think it needs any Negeyatas. I think if this doesn't define our world and our battle, if this is not relevant, if this parasha doesn't bring goosebumps to a person, then what should he do? He should drink a lot of coffee. Out of Vestish. This parasha should bring goosebumps to a person. We have to read this parasha and track to ourselves, this is the battle of life. This is the battle of life. The decision of being around Avraham Avinu's. The decision of being around Hashem's Torah. The decisions of being a person who's working on his Ruchnius. Against the fleeting battles. The Kulei Mashkel of Neshach's Hashem is Tanasama. This is the battle of life. And we should be zeichet to make choices that are a lot better than lights. We should choose Eilam Haza and Eilam Haba. We shouldn't choose to give it all up. We shouldn't choose for that which is fleeting. We shouldn't give in to the sarsuri davera, the inayim which fool us by yisa loydis enov, the looking around and it draws us, it looks so tempting and exciting and levedic. Wow, it's just the bright lights, the excitement, the loud music, don't choose that. Slofnei shach zeshem espem esamayra. The end of the Olam Hazes is nasty. And the life of being with Avraham Avinu, you're at the center of the Olam. You have it all. There was a Yid in Slobodka who, Rai Per told me this myself. Rai Per is over a story, he researches the story is true. And there was a Yid in Slobodka, he's a Nevardik. Sorry. He's a Talmud Nevardik. See, I'm the weak link in the story. Whatever I'm getting tonight, Per is true. The Yid was a Nevardik. Kamat Barer. He's saying over that part of the story wrong. Well, I'll tell you what I know of the story, Vardik or not. That part I'm pretty sure. The Yid was a Talmud Nevardik. And he was one of the best bachim in the yeshiva, and he went off. He left the yeshiva, and eventually he went off the derech. Eventually became one of the chief justices in Eretz Yisrael. Yid. And when he left the yeshiva, it was a tremendous clap on the yeshiva. Tremendous clap. Tremendous blow to the yeshiva, the best bachim, and he just went off the derech, the blow to the yeshiva. And the altar said, the altar told the bachim, but I want you to know, you think the pshat is he just left his Olam Haba. He said that he lost his Olam Haza. The moment he stepped out of this decision to but he parted Nami Alai, the moment he made this decision, he lost his Olam Haza. Years and years later on, in Nevardika, had a chance to meet this Chief Justice in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chief Justice, right, Per knows the names. He says which Nevardika he met, what the names. And the Chief Justice asked him, what did the Alter say when I left? All the years I've been curious. What did he say when I left? So this Nevardik was very embarrassed to say. He started hemming and hawing. He didn't want to say what the Alter said. The Alter spoke to the yeshiva. It was a tremendous clap. He started hemming. He said, tell me what he said. And finally said, the Alter said that not only won't you have Olam Haba, you won't have Olam Haza. And I parents made that the Yid started crying. And he said, I promise you I'd never have a minute of Olam Haza when I left the yeshiva. That's the mice of life. That's the story of life. Yeah.
Was it like a curse? I don't know what religion he wants, or it was his choice.
Olam Haza is meant to acquire Olam Haba. It's the extra to have Olam Haza without. If a person, again, the guy buys a sports car to fry an egg, and he tries to fry eggs on his whole life on a sports car, is it ever possible to say that he's getting proper use of the sports car? Is that guy going to have a good sports car? Drive it, man. Olam Haza is meant to get Olam Haba. It's designed to become great, to become special. You have Olam Haza when you use Olam Haza right. It's a great place when you use Olam Haza right. It's the extra to fry eggs on a sports car. Full off in the was saying. He wasn't giving a call, he wasn't. He was just setting up the extra to have Olam Haza. Yeah, these parishes, it's not possible. I feel that every week I'm going to say that I want to go another hour. But every week I'm going to say that. Through all these parishes, Beis Hashem left to begin tonight.